WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us, sleep. I know, it sounds kinda boring, right? But trust me, folks, this isn't just about counting sheep. This is about taking control of your energy, your mood, and your overall well-being. Ever feel like you wake up dragging your feet, hitting snooze 10 times before finally facing the day? You know that feeling when your brain feels foggy and you can't seem to focus on anything? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be like this. Today, we're talking about creating a killer bedtime routine that sets you up for deep, restorative sleep. Think of it like this. Your bedtime routine is your nightly reset button, a chance to wind down, de-stress, and prepare your mind and body for a night of blissful slumber. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Logan, I'm busy. Who has time for all that? Hear me out. A consistent bedtime routine doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. It's about creating small, simple rituals that signal to your body and mind that it's time to chill out. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of a perfect bedtime routine. 1. Ditch the screens an hour before bed. This is a game changer, folks. That blue light from your phone, tablet, and laptop messes with your melatonin production, the hormone that regulates your sleep cycle. Think of it like this. Those devices are shouting, "Party time!" to your brain when all you want is to hit the pillow and snooze. So put those screens away at least an hour before bed and give your mind a chance to wind down. 2. Create a calming pre-sleep ritual. This is where you get to personalize things. What activities help you relax? Maybe it's taking a warm bath, reading a good book, not on a screen, journaling, or listening to soothing music. Find what works for you and make it part of your nightly routine. 3. Keep your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. Think cozy, dark, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains if needed, use white noise to drown out distracting sounds, and keep the temperature around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. A comfortable and inviting bedroom environment is essential for quality sleep. 4. Don't eat heavy meals before bed. You don't want your body working overtime to digest a big meal right before you try to sleep. Aim for a light dinner a few hours before bedtime and avoid sugary snacks or caffeine close to bedtime. Trust me, your sleep and your waistline will thank you. 5. Stick to a consistent sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Okay, now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night. You've had a long week, and all you want is to unwind and relax. But instead of scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix until your eyes are burning, you decide to create a little pre-sleep ritual for yourself. First, you put on some calming music and take a warm bath with a few drops of lavender essential oil, so relaxing. Then, you curl up in bed with a good book. That's not on a screen, remember. Sipping on some herbal tea. As you read, your mind starts to quiet down, and you feel all the tension from the day melt away. You drift off into a peaceful sleep, feeling refreshed and ready for the weekend. Now, that sounds pretty amazing, right? That's what I'm talking about. This isn't just about getting enough sleep, it's about transforming your relationship with sleep. It's about creating a space of peace and tranquility in your life, a sanctuary where you can recharge and renew. Remember, folks, taking care of your sleep is an act of self-love. It's investing in your physical and mental health, setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. So, ditch those late-night scrolls, create that bedtime routine, and get ready to wake up feeling amazing. I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite sleep rituals? Share them in the comments below or on social media. Let's inspire each other to prioritize our well-being. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for more daily doses of wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. Until next time, keep striving for balance and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.